MTV Cast.
Hey, 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 this is BV calling in from Pine. This delay or layover waiting for my mechanical repair, I decided to go ahead and call it. Body is just starting to recover, and as many of you know who have recovered after a long ride like this, it doesn't feel too good. So just kind of lost momentum, motivation at this point. And it actually hasn't been a difficult decision. I think it's the right decision to do. It was an easy decision to make. It's been a sweet roll for sure. Great vibe out on the trail, great people. I guess that's one of the reasons why we do this. Really rooting for everybody who's out there. Was pushing hard through the night and just going beyond their limits. It's fun to see that, and hopefully there'll be some really good transformations out there. And also for the underdog, you know, that's a really tough spot to be, the back of the pack, spending more time between refuel areas, and it's tough, but you know, we grow from all this, and I definitely have from this learned a lot about nutrition, just learned a lot about myself and my limits. And I think at this point, even though I probably could move forward and continue with this, I've decided not to. I'm here in Pine, relaxing in a nice little cabin. So that's another reason I broke the rules. And it's a friend's cabin. So if it would have been one that I rented, it would have been different, but I've made that decision. And so just overall, it's been awesome. Really great. I want to thank all those individuals who have done everything to make this happen. John Schilling has worked so hard to, you know, keep this going. He's probably worked harder than us even riding out there. It's harder probably to be in the background trying to keep everything at key and working. And the Arizona Trail Association, yeah, thank you for providing us with such an amazing trail. And most important, of course, is God, who has given me the physical capability of even trying to do something like this. And right now I'm relaxing with my wonderful wife, who has been so supportive through this. She has definitely been my motivator. She's been my inspiration to do this. She's awesome. She's completed the 300 in her first try. So every time I cried going down the Gila there, I always thought about her and thinking, man, this is huge motivation to get this done. So thank you for those who have been following and watching the dots. It's fun. Really excited to see the finish and those who continue. And I'm sure even those who are not able to be able to, and I don't want to call it succeed, but not able to, you know, complete their goals, it's okay. I mean, the fact that you're out there and you lined up, that alone says so much about you. And I want to commend everybody for doing that. And yeah, hope to see everybody out on the trail sometime. We'll see about next year. Body isn't feeling too happy right now. I completely understand. So I got to take care of it. So to live another day to ride. That's why we do this, right? Cheers, everybody. And yeah, let's stay in touch. Hasta la vida.
Hey, Josh Yule here, calling in from Flagstaff. Woo-wee. That was a big day to get here. Oh, man. Getting beat down by the trail today. Just big cobbles. Flat, hecky. There were some moments of really good riding, single track, that was really fun. But man, I'm beat. I need some pizza real bad. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get me some pizza. Yeah. Saw a really amazing coyote today. walked right in front of me and stood there and looked at me for a while. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I was thinking about Flagstaff a lot of days ago, and I was thinking, wow, it seems really hard to get there, and this thing is definitely really hard, but pretty stoked to be rolling into Flag right now. Time to go get some dinner and regroup and head back out. Got to get to the Grand Canyon.
Hey, it's Paul Wissenbach calling in on the 750. Well, since I don't remember when I called in last, but I remember, so last night I was ended up going the wrong way for some reason, ran into Ben Haynes and he saved my life there. I think I might have mentioned that. I was wandlessly, aimlessly following that pink over, or that, you know, the pink line or whatever color it is. It's late and I'm tired. And for some reason I got all twisted up. So today was a long day, and that, you know, there's nothing that really can describe how difficult it was for me to haul my bike up the rim there, Mogollon Rim. That was pure challenge. It was just a brute force strength, and it was just incredibly difficult. I can't even begin to tell you how hard that was. Worse, you know, harder than anything I've done similar. Then we got into some really fun riding, kind of re-energized me, and then been slowly picking my way over here towards Mormon Lake, which I've effectively arrived here. So not sure what I'll do. I'm not too tired, so I mean, I'm fatigued. So I'll probably find a good place to camp, get up, and go again tomorrow. Peace out. Bye.